I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
See, now normally, and I feel, am I being disrespectful by speaking over an anthem?
A little bit.
Well, we don't have time to play the whole thing.
Hopefully
normally,
Ryan understands.
I know Ryan Dempster is on the Byers Barricades hotline right now. Normally we play the fight song of the college of the player that or guest that we bring on. However, BMAC gets into our ear before the interview and says, I can't find a fight song. Ryan Dempster went to high school in Canada and then went to the big league. So instead, we play the Canadian national anthem. That's what we welcome Ryan Dempster onto the show with. What's happening, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
I mean, you guys just made my day right there.
There we go.
That's good.
It's better than any college fight song going right there. Sorry to all the Fighting Irish fans and anybody that went to Alabama or LSU or any other school, but that is amazing, so thank you.
That's nice.
You got it, brother.
He inadvertently singles my school out as the
He didn't mention Colorado, but I'll let that pass, Ryan. That's okay.
Ryan Dempster, of course, former big league pitcher and on the MLB Network now. And we'll get to what all is going on the MLB Network here in just a second. But, Ryan, it's great to have you on the show, man. And obviously, we're here in Houston, where starting pitching is something that, as you can imagine, is a huge topic these days with this team. Of the five guys right now in this starting rotation, which one impresses you the most and why?
Justin Verlander. Because he's not only what you're seeing is like the perfect merge of stuff and knowledge playing out on a baseball field. It's amazing to see him get back to being healthy after that core injury he had and start to gain that velocity. I mean, he couldn't push off for the longest time, and to feeling strong and healthy, and then what he's learned over his experiences of being out on a mound and incorporating both of those together. I mean, he's throwing close to 100 miles an hour again. He's got a hammer of a breaking ball, nasty slider, and it seems like when he's out there pitching that he knows what the guy's looking for before they even know what they're looking for, and he's exposing guys. He's absolutely dominating lineup after lineup. I'm a huge fan, and just to watch him do what he's doing is just a treat.
How long do you think he can do this for? Ryan, you know, just given, I know he's had some health issues here and there, like you alluded to, but he's never had anything that's been where, you know, he's missed a whole season or missed big chunks of a season. He's been an iron man. It just feels like, you know, this change of scenery, maybe some of the Astros, the things they have access to, and obviously Verlander himself have kind of rejuvenated him. How long do you think he can do this for?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's a good question. Another 4 or 5 years, unless something dramatic happens. But you see the stuff. Even if it ticks down, it's still better than most people's in baseball. So, I love guys who post, who every fifth day they take the ball. The reason I say that is there's things that come up during the year. You know, blisters, sore ankles, I got a cold, my back hurts, my shoulder feels a little fatigued, whatever it is. And they find a reason not to pitch. And not everybody. There's a lot of tough guys out there. But Justin Verlander, if you look at it, other than 2015 when he had 20 starts, he goes 30 to 35 starts a year every year. It's routinely, you can bank on 30. You know what that's like for an organization and for a manager to know that I can bank that even when he's not 100%, he will take the ball and he will go out there. He'll find a way to beat you with his A stuff is no problem. He'll find a way to beat you with his B stuff. And when he has his C stuff, he'll find a way to win that way too. And I admire that as much as I do strikeouts or no hitters or anything, because as somebody on a team, if I'm one of those other guys in that locker room, if I'm Brian McCann, if I'm, you know, a George Springer, if I'm Carlos Correa, to know that I don't have to worry about my starting pitcher, that he's going to show up every fifth day to pitch, that's huge. And it feeds, all the guys feed off that. He sets an example. He's a table setter for that. The rest of the guys in their rotation, he makes them better. And, you know, they don't win the World Series last year without him, and he's set a tone and changed the dynamic there in Houston.
Yeah, those are all great points, Ryan. He's already got 9 strikeouts through 6 innings pitched in today's game. And another guy that maybe I think is benefited from Justin Verlander here, and he's new to this team and is playing out of his mind, is Gerrit Cole. I mean, Gerrit Cole's, 5-1 record. He's got a 1.86 ERA. The last time he pitched like this level was in 2015. Are you surprised to see him come here and do what he's been able to do, Gerrit Cole?
Yeah, I am a little bit. And it's great to see, obviously, especially for the Astros. I looked at him as a guy I thought in Pittsburgh that always had good stuff and just wasn't hitting his potential of what he could do. I mean, he's number one overall pick in the draft in 2011. So, I always looked at it. It was there, and there was just something missing. And whether or not that's getting with the right guys around you, sometimes when you're asked to be the guy and you don't have people other than coaches to lean on, another player to gain experience from and really draw from, sometimes you don't really tap your full potential. In 2015, we saw an incredible year, which, he only won 19 games. But they've obviously found something. They saw something that they figured they could unlock, and they've unlocked it. And, I mean, he's putting up this dirty numbers. I mean, 100 strikeouts to 17 walks? Come on, man. This is some Nintendo stuff that he's throwing up there in the upper 90s, and he's figured out a way to use his breaking ball to the best of his abilities, and it just breeds confidence. And the more this rolls for him, you're kind of seeing what everybody else in the country saw when they drafted him number one overall in Pittsburgh.
Ryan Dempster joining us on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Ryan, you just alluded to it a little bit with your Verlander answer. Just sort of the standard that he sets, the tone that he sets. And I guess my question has to do with the starting rotation as a whole. These guys are clearly like setting boundaries, the bars for each guy to achieve what the guy did the night before. It's been amazing. As a former starting pitcher, can you speak to that maybe healthy competition amongst the starting staff? And can you imagine what it must be like with these five guys as talented as they are?
Oh, no doubt. That's what it was all about. There was times when you're early on in your career, sometimes it's hard to do. You want to. I try to preach to young guys when I talk to young guys about it because I think it's really important because I learned that later in my career. We're pushing each other to get the best out of each other. I don't want to be the most successful on the pitcher on the team because the other guys suck. I want to be the best pitcher because I'm pushed by my peers. And when I got a chance in Chicago to play with Ted Lilly, that's what it was like all the time. I'd go 7 innings, and all of a sudden he'd walk by me after the game and say, good job, Demper. I guess I got to go 8 tomorrow. And that's what it's about. Push each other. You're on the same team. Let's get the best out of each other that we can. And you see it, and that's what they're doing. And it's so much fun to watch. And, people don't realize sometimes, aside from the numbers, if you just take the numbers away, when you have the luxury of watching a Justin Verlander, watch the way he goes about his business, what he does when he throws aside, how he goes about his workouts and his diligence to what he needs to do to make sure that he's ready to go every fifth day, it's super important, and it sets a tone. And, the Philadelphia Phillies did that by signing Jake Arrieta. They have all these young pitchers. How are we going to get them to be as successful as possible? We're going to go out and get somebody who's pitching the biggest situations and teaches these guys what it takes to be a champion and what it takes to be a stud at their position, and you're seeing that down there with these five guys. I mean, Dallas Keuchel, say, according to the rest of the rotation, he's having an off year. He's got a 3-4-3. it's just amazing what they're doing 1-5 right now, and obviously hoping they can stay healthy and do that.
That's interesting you say that, Ryan, about Dallas Keuchel. We actually had Dallas on the show before the season, and we asked him point blank about the fact that he's in a contract year. And I think a lot of people think that the Dallas Keuchel sweepstakes may get a little rich for the Astros' blood, considering some of the other guys that they are going to have to take care of eventually with some of these contracts, and considering that that's a source of strength for this team right now is the starting rotation. How much value do you think that Dallas Keuchel's experience in this rotation, being around a guy like Verlander, pitching in all those big games, and potentially being like the Arrieta effect you just talked about, what kind of value do you think that's going to have in the marketplace for Dallas Keuchel?
No, I think we get caught up in the analytics, and we don't want to believe that that exists, but until they start playing robots out on the field, it does exist. There's something happens. The game gets going faster. The playoffs start happening. How you control a heart rate is super huge. And when you have a guy who has that experience and is able to pitch in those situations, it's huge. It's huge to have that, to know that you can rely on a guy that no matter what the situation is, what the stage is, that they are comfortable being in that. And Dallas Keuchel is a guy that can do that. Pitch a one-game playoff to go out there and pitch in the World Series, whatever it is, to know that it just comes down to executing. How do I slow it down when everything around me is getting fast, when the crowd's getting loud, when things are getting crazy, how do I slow it down? And, you know, he's super valuable to that rotation. He's a different look. He's the left side with sinker ball. You have four righties. I just think that he obviously, you know, is going to get paid and deserves to get paid for what he's done. And maybe it's not out of their reach, and maybe it is a possibility to sign him and bring him back and be there, because I know he loves being there in Houston and pitching for the Astros.
No doubt.
Hey, Ryan, you know, as far, you know, somebody who got paid and deservedly so, the Astros did right by Jose Altuve, you know, this past spring by signing him to a long-term deal. When you watch Jose Altuve play, Ryan, is there somebody that he reminds you of? I mean, what are your impressions of Jose Altuve, our star second baseman?
Yeah, he reminds me of a guy who used to play second base there a little bit, just Craig Biggio.
Yep.
Yeah. Just for the fact, you know, shorter in stature, but bigger than that on the field. You know, you can't ever take him for granted. He's able to hurt you in so many ways. I know his power numbers aren't where he wants them to be right now, but average is there. He's able to grind out at bats. He's hard to strike out. Plays great defense. Runs the bases well. He's a great teammate. Comes to play every day. I loved him when he came up. I remember facing him and just thinking, wow, this guy is a tough out. And you know, his ability to go out there, like he ends the conversation. Him and Dustin Pedroia end the conversation for the guy at the bar when you're sitting there in the off season and goes, I could have played in the big leagues too, but you know, I was just a little too small. No, you're not. Jose Altuve's 5'6", and he plays like he's Aaron Judge. So, you know, enough of that comment. And it just, I think he provides so much inspiration for kids out there to realize that if you have a goal, don't ever let it stop you. This guy's an incredible ball player.
Ryan Dempster joining us on Sports Radio 610. Ryan, last one. Just curious, an overall baseball sort of question, the direction of the game where we've started to see record home runs again. We're starting to see record strikeouts. It's really becoming sort of an all or nothing kind of thing, I think in part because of the analytics you alluded to before. But just as a former player and some, or just someone who's a fan of the game, do you like the direction the game is going from that standpoint or no?
From that standpoint, not particularly. I think you're going to see an adjustment, you know, a recorrect where guys are going to get back to trying to go the other way a little bit. Whether that's to beat a shift or whatever it ends up happening, whether all of a sudden teams don't start paying for home runs like they normally do. I don't know. I think there might be some sort of recorrect. I don't mind going for it. Launch, man. 2-0, 3-1, 1-0, you know, tie game late in the game. Try, go deep. But, like, when you got two strikes and you got a chance to drive a run in, get that run in, shorten that swing up, do a little something, protect the plate, that's okay, too. You already had two chances. You missed your chances. You're going to get plenty more. Who are you facing on the mound? Is it Max Scherzer? Well, guess what? You're not going to get cookies all the time down the middle at 88 that you can go deep. So maybe you have to grind out bats at more. And it's just having a little bit more feel for the game versus just constantly applying the same. Like, I get tired of watching the game and it's the third inning and I haven't even seen a ball in play yet.
Yeah.
I would like to see the ball put in play a little bit more and make things happen. Just the traditionalist in me. But I also understand, and it's impressive what these guys are able to do, but I think you'll see at some point some sort of recorrect happen.
Interesting. If you want more of that from Ryan Dempster, he's going to be on MLB tonight at 5 o'clock Central Time, leading up to Indians at Cubs on the MLB Network. And plus, that's Indians-Cubs is at 7 o'clock tonight Central Time. And the MLB Network is going to feature the Angels at the Yankees this Friday and Sunday. So it's a good baseball watching time. Good time to be a fan. Hey, Ryan, we really appreciate you joining us, making a few minutes for us here, and have a good show tonight, man.
Absolutely, guys. Great talking with you.
Yeah, you too. Ryan Dempster. Ryan Dempster joining us here on the Triple Threat.
Dude, can we get him on again? That guy was money.
He's good.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
We've had John Smoltz on before. We've had some other pitchers on before. I can listen to pitchers talk pitching all day long.
Yeah, that's
man.
So true, man. That
really,
is so
really
true.
Good.
They see the game through a prism maybe that other position players don't sometimes,
yep.
Maybe.
Yep. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.